Now, Kerry Writers Museum will welcome artists from throughout the world from June 11th to 14th for a four-day Celtic Arts Festival featuring lectures, exhibitions, workshops and live performances celebrating both traditional and contemporary Celtic art. The event organiser is Stephen Rain. He's with me on the line. We also have Maui artist Hamish Burgess, originally from Aberdeen but visiting from Hawaii with us as well. Good morning to both of you and thanks for joining me. Stephen, if I can start with you, tell me first of all about this event and why you're focused on Celtic art.
Hello, Jerry. How you doing? Stephen right here. Why we're focusing on Celtic art? Well, originally started as a conference in New York. I think it was back in 2019. It was exclusively a Celtic art conference. And it went from there to Downpatrick in Northern Ireland. And I've brought it down to Listowel and to make a more general appeal to the public, I added an S to the art and it became arts. And of course that brings in music, it brings in performance, it brings in all sorts of, it brings in blacksmiths, stone carvers, all sorts of things. So looking forward to displaying all that over the weekend.
Yeah, and it's an art form that has been sustained down through the centuries, really. The beautiful illustrations, the works that keep the heritage and tradition going, Stephen. So that'll be on display in Listowel this weekend.
It has been on display for a few years in Listowel. In fact, since about 1890, with the stucco work of Pat McAuliffe. But back in about 2019-2020, I donated a lot of illuminated artwork to Kerry Writers Museum by a guy called Michael O'Connor, who died in 1969. And it happens, and the reason why it was donated was because he was born in the very house that is now the Shanachie, the Kerry Writers Museum.
Yes.
And he essentially was the finest artist of Celtic illumination of the 20th century.
Yeah.
That's on display.
That's incredible.
We're bringing the finest of the 21st century now. We've an awful lot of countries represented, you know, Australia, Hawaii, Germany, France, Scotland, the Isle of Man, Ireland, of course, and the USA.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. Hamish Douglas Burgess, good morning to you.
Aloha.
Aloha indeed. Tell me, how did you go from Aberdeen? I know you lived in Cornwall as well. How did you end up in Hawaii?
Yeah, I grew up in Kent and Cornwall, and then in the town of Newquay in Cornwall. I lived there for 10 years, got into surfing, and then I chased surf around the world and somehow accidentally ended up in Hawaii, and I've been there 28 years now.
Oh my God, okay. And tell me about your beginnings through Celtic art. Who inspired you and what do you do?
I've been inspired by George Bain originally, and then Courtney Davis, Jim Fitzpatrick, and Aidan Meehan. And later on in life, I actually ended up meeting and being friends with those three above. And I was looking at their books since I was a 15-year-old, and then it was really when I got to Hawaii I started doing a lot of Celtic art, and I ended up, I do all the album covers for the Irish Rovers, who have been going they're 62 years now as a band.
Okay, and that's incredible. And you've been doing the artwork for them as well and keeping it in that sort of a Celtic style.
Yeah. And, they were contemporaries of the Dubliners, but they left. They're all Irish fellas, but they left and built their career in North America. And they had three TV shows, became very famous in North America. And I was fortunate enough to do a radio interview. I've done a trad music radio program for the last 25 years in Hawaii. And I did an interview with the singer there, and then he noticed I did Celtic art and asked me if I'd do an album cover, and that was 16 years ago.
Incredible. And is there similarities between, I suppose, the Celtic designs and the traditions of Celtic art and the Polynesian style that you would see?
There is a lot, There's especially the early stuff, the Latin style with all the spirals. Most ancient cultures use spirals, especially the Maoris in New Zealand. And the Hawaiians did a lot of geometrical kind of stuff that sometimes looks like the stuff on the tomb of Newgrange. And so I've got a lot of tattoos myself, and the local Hawaiian boys kind of pull me up and, bruh, they kind of look Hawaiian, right? What is that? And it's actually ancient Celtic.
Incredible. Amazing, the links that go through time there. Okay, well, Hamish, you'll be there for the weekend. Stephen, it's a weekend in the Writers' Museum at the 11th to the 14th. I know people can get a lot of more information about it on the Writers' Museum website, kerrywritersmuseum.com. Yeah. Well, huge number available for booking as well.
Yeah, well, can I just say that we're running a series of workshops over the few days.
Yeah.
And everything is priced to encourage people to take up a couple of workshops. I mean, you can spend an hour with the world's best Celtic jeweler learning how to make a brooch and walk away with that brooch for 20 euros. Everything is done to make sure that people come in and take a place, learn something, and walk away with something. You couldn't ask for better. You know, it's everyone's enthusiastic about this, and that's why we get the likes of Chris coming all the way from Australia. I have Nicola Dixon beside me here from the Isle of Man, and she takes after the famous artist Archibald Knox, who has a connection with Listowel in the sense that there's a lot of the design work on the buildings in Listowel, especially the Emporium, comes from Manx crosses, and that came from an article that Archibald Knox wrote in 1892. There's a lot of history here and a lot of connection with Listowel.
Incredible. You know? Incredible. Stephen, great stuff. Thanks for talking to us. Thanks to Hamish as well. And good luck at the weekend. There's brilliant courses and brilliant illuminations. There's a shillelagh stick fighting workshop. There's a music concert, St. John's in Listowel, as well. There is a quill and vellum workshop. There are, you can carve a Celtic knot in stone on Friday from 3:30 to 4:30, all at the Kerry Writers Museum and Tourist Office. Check it out on kerrywritersmuseum.com as well. Chance to book your courses there.